Well, how'd it feel to, I know you guys still practice, did some things, but to have a few days to kind of get your body back in order?
You know, it was huge. It was kind of our first off week since the Alabama to Georgia series, and obviously for the SEC tournament, but, you know, everybody got a little bit of a rest, but we got after the last few days, especially with the inter squads. We're ready to go.
How's the thumb?
It's doing good. Anthony got me on some medicine, made a little thumb guard. We'll be able to play this weekend.
Let's talk about y'all doing some team building exercises. What else did y'all do?
So actually, we had a fish fry at his house last night. The whole team drove up to Lake Martin at his lake house and took a whole tour of the lake. We went and saw Goat Island, which I had no clue was a thing. That was pretty cool. And then we went to what is called Chimney Rock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wouldn't let us jump off of that, but it was pretty fun. It was, all the guys got together, got to talk, have some fun, got to eat some good food.
Now, are you supposed to chase the goats and capture them at Goat Island? Or?
Actually, they come right up to you. I was expecting a little, them to be a little feisty, but they were surprisingly friendly.
Just what do things like that mean as you head into the postseason? You're trying to, you know, people talk about hitting the reset button. What does a week like this mean when you get ready for postseason play?
It's huge. Just to, you know, experience it with your family. Hey, Jack.
Hi.
How's it going?
Hey, guys.
But, you know, just knowing that you're only one of 64 teams left in the country playing and just being able to rest with your brothers and just know that you got another week of baseball ahead of you.
Have you had a bigger baseball moment than your home run at LSU?
No, not this year. I met a few in JUCO, but none compared to that.
What was that like in that coming through for your team in that situation?
It was awesome. I mean, putting a good swing on a ball, being able to tie it up and give us a chance to win the game is, you know, it's hard to explain. It was awesome.
You haven't struck out much at all this year. How much do you pride yourself on that aspect of your game?
I pride myself a lot on not striking. I was huge from our hitting coach in junior college. He preached it more than anything and kind of carried it on this way into Auburn with Coach Gross as well.